footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, when it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Don't see or don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View at noon EST. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I am here with your host, Claudia Pareco. Charlotte View is changing the world from inside out. Every week, we feature innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders and businesses. Throughout our interviews, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. To listen or to participate in our shows, please call 805-830-8344. Or for on-demand listings, please visit our website, charlotteview.net. Our shows are sponsored by The Light Retreat in Charlotte, Spirit Connections, and Stop Being Single. For more information on sponsorship, go to the Sponsors tab on our website. If you would like to schedule a show, please contact the producer and host, Claudia Pareco, at her email, info@charlotteview.net. Now, enjoy our episode of the day.
Thank you, Danny. And welcome everybody to Charlotte View. The songs that we listened, they were from two participants of LAFB. The first one, Let It Go, by Miss Beattie Verman. She's 7. And the second one, Oh Baby, by Rishabh Singh, and he's also 7. Yes, so it is so precious to listen to those kids sing, and the opportunity that you are giving them, Manisha, thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing this opportunity for all the children in Charlotte and beyond. Anyone that wants to be part of this show, or even to come to the show, which is scheduled on September, that this invitation is such a great thing to do. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Claudia, for inviting me for the show. And I'm looking forward to it. Let's see.
So to start the show, we wanted to listen to one of the judges that has been with you almost since the beginning, or I don't know if since the beginning. So, let's hear her.
Yeah, just before I talk much about LAFB and explain, I will have one of my guest speaker just give you a little bit of idea, because she explained it beautifully as to what LAFB is. Her name is Ms. Shiva Joshi, and she runs her own art studio here in Charlotte, and she has been with us for quite some time.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Dina Joshi. I am the owner of AS Art Studio. I conduct art classes and commission paintings. I have always been interested in art since my childhood and had long admired the works of the old masters. Painting is the best form of relaxation for me and a great stress buster. I believe that painting is pure and inspirational, a pleasure, and most of all, God's gift. It has been my honor webinar, Little Achievers Felicitation Program since its inception. LAFP is a talent contest for children between 3 and 13 years of age. It provides a common platform to all the kids to express and share their unique talents, such as music, art, dancing, knowledge, poetry, mantra recitation, and essay writing. While being a judge, I have seen the progress in kids since it started. The number of participants have increased over the years. For some, their stage fear has improved, they are more confident, and most importantly, the program has sharpened their talents. Kudos to Manisha Singh for starting this program, which does not only motivate kids to prove their talents, but also develop their self-confidence and self-esteem. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ila. That was very beautifully explained. Before I talk more about LAFP, let me start by saying what LAFP stands for. It is Little Achievers Felicitation Program. I started this 4 years back in 2010, and it was just a random idea that came to me because we go to a lot of cultural group, and I saw that there were a lot of kids who are participating in the cultural group, and they are exhibiting their talent, and all of us were enjoying. So that's when this whole idea came to me that, okay, you know, why not go ahead and start something like this on a more professional level where kids from all the other places can come and join and participate in anything that they think is their talent, even if their parents think it's a talent for them. They are so encouraged and they are so welcome to come and participate at LAFP. We don't just felicitate kids, but we encourage everybody to come up and even show whatever they think they want to participate in. We have lots of categories, and also when we can't think of a category, we have something that says other category, where If you're as a mom, you think that your child knows something which isn't described in the description of LAFP, you can put that in the other category and send us an application. We will surely accommodate anything that you send in, as long as we think that we can judge your child based on that. So, as we say in our mission statement, that every child is unique. And in some or the other way, they are all talented, just as sometimes parents don't know about it. So all I want is that kids to come up on stage and participate in whatever they think they're good at. I believe that that it's going to help them and get more and more better in whatever they know, and it's going to help them lose their stage fear and get confidence. So even if it is just a line of a poetry that they want to say, as long as they have the courage to come up on stage. As parents, half the job is done there. I mean, you know, they can face a lot of things. All that we need to do is just get them more confidence in whatever they do. So that's why I created LAFP.
And you know, it's such an important thing to do through your life, at least once, to get in front of an audience and speak. Probably most of the people that I know or everyone in this call is agreeing with me that it takes courage to go in front of anyone, sometimes even just to say your name.
Yes, exactly, because this is something really that has happened to my son, and I am so glad that I started this because he was one child who would never go on stage, and I had to literally push him to go on stage, and he was a few times when he went on stage, he would just mumble something. And that's when I started this program and I started forcing him to go on stage. He participated for entire 4 years since we have had LAFP. And now he's become very confident. You're going to hear him. He himself is going to say that now he really likes to go on stage and, you know, talk. It had made him more confident.
Manisha, when talking about LASP, is this a organization that is on its own? Do you have the help of other organizations, or how have you been able to grow so much?
Basically, LASP is actually an independent event, but we are supported by a lot of communities, our Indian communities, and primarily Indian communities because I started with Indian communities. But there are a lot of communities who support us because they see that this is something which is going to only help help anyone, help kids, help parents, help the community. So I have had support of Hindu Center of Charlotte in hosting the show, and I have had the support of another cultural group, Kalshrushti, where I am also a member with them. That's where actually I started this. And we have an Indian magazine and a publication house called Sati.com. They support us immensely. We have our online applications with them on their webpage. And they support us by allowing us to do these things and showing the support, basically.
And that is important to mention that if people go to the magazine Sati.com, that's where they can get the official entry. Can you spell the name Sati?
Yes. The magazine is called Sati, SAATHEE.com/LASP. That's where you can find the entry form for LASP. Every year we upload our entry form. And we also upload all our information, some of the information that we can share there, pictures and event pictures of the year. And other than that, for the updates and for all the kind of updates that you would be looking for LASP, you can join us on Facebook page, LASPL. And everything has been updated there every time once we are in the season of the event, when we get going with the event preparation, everything comes on the Facebook page. So you'll be updated joining us there.
And we're going to mention the site again throughout the program because it's very important for people to know that they need to apply before August 25.
Yes.
And so you can put them in categories because there's a lot of jobs and work.
It is a lot of work because I have to have all the applications beforehand and then I have to sort them out. And because this program is age-based and we categorically have 3 age groups, we cannot judge a 3-year-old with a 13-year-old. So that's why we have an age group, group 1, group 2, group 3. Group 1 is ages 3 to 6. Group 2 is 7 to 9, and then 10 to 13, like that. So then we have to categorize all the applications that come according to these groups, then all the applications that come according to the category, because there are kids who can participate in more than one category. So if a child is participating in singing and dancing, and those would be stage performance, and is also participating in an essay writing, then we have to make sure that the child is first done with a stage performance and then moved with another lot to go and do the art and literature, which would not require a stage. So there's a lot of coordination and a lot of work that goes on. So for that, we need a little bit of time. The actual event is on September 6th at the Hindu Center from 12 to 4. And, so it's need to do a lot of work. That's why we request everybody to send their applications on time and before, definitely positively, by August 25th.
Manisha, if I'm a mother and I am thinking of having my child to participate on this contest, why would I? So why would you think it's a good idea for a mother or for a child that is listening to be part of this?
Well, I think because as a mother myself, I think it definitely helps to boost the self-confidence of a child. And I have a few mothers who have who are willing to
share
their opinion. We can listen to one of the moms.
And we can
listen to Renu Singh.
Okay, so Renu Singh.
Hi, I'm Renu Singh, and my son Rishabh Singh has been participating in LAFP program since last 3 years and won many prizes in the different categories like dance, painting, and arts. This is a very excellent program and is a platform for the young talents with a diverse background and culture. The kids get an opportunity to participate in a wide range of categories to show their multi-talent. Organizing teams are very helpful. And well, my sons really enjoy this, and definitely I will encourage other kids to get this opportunity to show their talents. This is a very good program.
Thank you, Renu. And we have another one here, Anita.
Yeah.
Let's have Anita here, and so she can share her own reasons why she has her son as part of this.
Her daughter.
Anita?
Hi. You know, my daughter had an opportunity participating in an LFP, and in my opinion, I think it's a very unique and encouraging program for the kids. I mean, this platform not only allows your kid to discover their forte, but at the same time, exhibiting the talent on the stage really gives them a lot of confidence, which I think is extremely important in today's time for the kids. So, you know, I really wish LAFP a grand success this year and in future too. Such efforts for development of kids are highly, highly appreciated. So all the best, LAFP. And I also have my daughter, you know, she can also say something about the program she participated.
Hi, my name is Vidi. I performed my song on LAFP. I love singing. I love the program. And I want to come again. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was a beautiful song. And, you know, it's as a mom,
yes.
You want to burst in tears when you listen to the song. So thank you for that precious, precious song.
And Vidi is very talented. There are more things that she's talented, and I wish I could get her into doing more stuff, because she's equally good in dancing, she's equally good in singing, she's equally good in like a whole lot of things.
Thank you, Anita.
My pleasure.
So, have you seen in the children like before and after changes in how confident they are, or how much this experience has grown in them?
I have seen that definitely in my son. I cannot say about other kids, because I don't know how they were or how they are, but my son has immensely been benefited with this. As I said earlier, that he's actually a very intelligent boy, but the thing is, he has a stage fear. He just won't go on stage. Even when I'm talking about the cultural group that I was associated with, where kids would participate, and that's where I got an idea to do this, my son would not participate, because he would like, oh, okay. So I had to force him. And now, maybe, you know, we can also listen to him now. Now he says, Mommy, I'm excited. You know? Now, and, you know, he himself decides. The way LFP helps a child is, maybe you should listen to his recording. He says that he decides, he thinks this is something that he knows and which he thinks is special to him, and he wants to narrate that. And that is a very simple thing. He wants to narrate all the names of dinosaurs starting from letter A to Z.
Wow.
He thinks he's smart in that, and he says, Mommy, can I participate in doing this? I said, of course. So now he himself is coming up and saying that I want to do this, which is, I think, is amazing that it has really built his confidence to come up and say now that he himself wants to go on stage and he likes it.
And you know, that shows that I've been watching America's Got Talent almost since the beginning, and when you see what people do, which is so creative and so talented. It shows that it's not only the traditional ones. It's not just singing and dancing, which is great. I'm not saying they are not talented.
Exactly.
But then they come up with things that you're like, wow. Even some kids, that they use their bicycles in ways that you would never have thought. They dance with them or they train their dogs. Things that are not...
Right. So this is why I would say that LAFP is unique, because as I always say that it's totally upon the discretion of the parents to think, if they think that this is the talent of the child, they can participate. And there isn't one time they have to think that, okay, fine, there is no category like this, where am I going to fill the application to? But no, just mention in the other category that this is what you want to, your child wants to participate, and put that, and we will have your child on the show, and he'll be very fairly judged. Like, I had no idea my son wanted to do this. So I was very happy when I heard that this creates more creativity in them. And they can think of it. And if you think that, okay, we can fit that in, why not?
So why don't we listen to Pinky?
Yes.
She's another mother, so she can share her own story with her son or daughter.
Yes.
Is it a daughter or a daughter?
Her daughter.
And while we do that, you can look for your son's recording so you can share your son's words after. So, Pinky, are you there?
Yes, I'm there, yes. I am the volunteer since the beginning, and my daughter is participating in this program since the beginning. And when she started, she had stage fear. She wouldn't want to go to the stage. But now she is more confident. I can take her to other programs also, and she has no fear of stage. And LAFP, I have seen grown a lot, and it's a very good program for kids, young kids who wants to show the talent. And the parents are also benefited because they can take their kids to this program where the kids can perform and show their talents. So I think it's a very good program. And I also encourage all the parents to bring their kids, because everybody has something to do there.
Pinky, as a volunteer and past participant, what can you tell parents about the application process?
They have to go online to fill out the application. And there are categories where they can go into multiple categories if they think their kids can perform in more than one categories, and then just submit the application. And on the day of the event, they have to come and just pay the entry fee.
And is it the application, is it, some parents, when they think of application, they are like, oh my God, they're going to ask me like 100 questions, very hard. Is it difficult to ask?
No, it's pretty simple application. It's nothing complicated. It's pretty simple and very easy to fill out.
Thank you, Pinky. And again, for the application, please go to www.sathee.com/LAFP. And it's very easy to fill out, and do it before August 25, because that's when the deadline is. And remember, the show is scheduled for September 6th at the Hindu Center here in Charlotte. Even though it's in Charlotte, and even though it's in the Hindu Center, please remember this is open for all children, all cultures, and everywhere you are. It doesn't matter if you are, whatever you are, if you are willing to come to the site and to have your application before the deadline, you will be part of it.
Yeah, and I would like to invite people to come up and at least see the show, because this is one stage where you will get to see a lot of different kind of things. And, spend a Saturday with us. Watch the program, be a part of the event, enjoy some Indian snacks and food, because we will also be having a snack, a, a, you know, a, a fundraiser for snacks sale where we'll have Indian snacks up for sale. And just enjoy your Saturday with us and see if you think you would want to come again and again and participate. And if it's, what do you think about it? It's going to be a good experience.
Okay, so are we ready to listen to your song? And after we listen to him, I would love if you would explain the role of the judges. Because sometimes when we think about judges, we think of Simon and and how cruel he was. And you're like, oh, no. We want to tell people how it is. So your son's name is?
My son's name is Arya Kumar, and he's going to introduce himself right here.
The LAFP is fun for kids. I like being in the LAFP. I was sort of nervous going on stage, but now I am not so nervous. I like being on stage. It is going to be my fifth time on LAFP this year, and I'm going to say all the dancers' names from A to Z. I am very excited. Thank you.
And that sounds so perfect. It's just, so whatever it is that you come up with, of course you're going to be, you have to go to the application because there are some things that you just can't do on stage. So you have to have an approved process.
And then,
but it's pretty much open to anything that you think that can boost your child's self-confidence on being on stage and get the fear of speaking in public out of it.
One time we had one of the participants, he was a little boy again, I think 6 or 7 years old, and he wanted to do the board breaking in karate.
Mm-hmm.
So he participated in the other category for board breaking in karate. So we had him as an entry, and he showed, he was very little, and he was like 6 or 7 years, and he broke 3 boards. So that was quite amazing. And for such things, we have an honorary category where when we decide on the winners, we have a special category which we always keep it open for all these kind of special things which are not the so-called described in LIFP, any people, parents filling in as an other entry, and if it is special, and if the kid has done really good in exhibiting whatever they applied for, we have a winner on that. We have a special category called honorary category where the kid gets a trophy if it's done that good.
So now let's talk about the judges, and let's talk about the prizes and all of that. So how is it done?
Well, we have a panel of judges, and every time, most of the time, I try to get more people involved in judging. I make sure that we have judges coming from all different fields because we have so many different kind of categories and so many
different ages and
everybody. So we try to get in judges from all kind of fields and who are veteran in their fields. Like we try to get dance instructors who have a successful business running it, a dance institute in Charlotte, and who have been involved in other community work in otherwise as well. We try to invite people associated from arts and literature field. We have invited artists who have like we heard to one of my guests, Ela Joshi, in the beginning. She's a very good artist, and she runs her own studio, and she has been with us. And likewise, we try to get different people accommodated every time to judge the show, who are been veteran in their field, and they have set criteria on which they judge all the participants. They come with they have a whole list of information on which they're judging the child. I have had a chance to have a look at one of their judging papers, and it has so many categories. under which they judge the child, including their costume, their dress, their dressing sense appropriately to the performance, their level of confidence, their sound quality, a lot of things, their knowledge about whatever they think. So it's been good. So my judges have been really good in doing the job. So.
But at the end, everyone gets a participation.
Yes. Yeah,
certificate, right?
Yeah, we like to give participation certificates out. And this time, I'm thinking also, you know, on the day of event, I'm thinking of having the certificate of participation ready. Most time, it doesn't happen because there are so many kids, and then because it is a program where people do fill in applications, and once in a while, what happens is a lot of kids that doesn't turn up. So. I do like to keep the certificates with me if they're not able to attend the show, they can later on collect the certificate. So it's
really appropriate the time. It's to have this, your application and to tell you that you're going there for sure.
Yes.
So it would be perfect. Yeah, because sometimes parents do not realize all the work behind anything that is done,
yeah.
And just to let you know, okay, I'm going to be late, or I'm something come up and I can't show up. Just let you know, it's not big deal.
Yeah, but we have a small application fee, $5 per application per category when kids who want to participate, and that is only because we want to cover the cost of a whole lot of things that we go through. We have a lot of supplies that we need to. Cover. We have to rent a place. We have to pay the place, and then we have the trophies that we give out to the winners. So all these things, and then we also provide snacks to all the participants every year. So just to cover these costs, and also the cost of advertisement, the advertisement that we do for LSP, we have the small, very small application fee of $5.
Yes.
Most of the time, it doesn't even cover, but that's totally fine, but this is what it is. We do charge $5 per application per category fees.
And $5 is nothing. So if you are thinking of applying, $5 is all it takes to boost your child's self-confidence is really, really, really inexpensive. It's a great idea. It's right here in Charlotte.
Yeah.
So. The Hindu Center is a very convenient place to be. It's very close to Independence.
Yes.
So this is on September 6th, and anyone that wants to be part of the show can attend the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also, remember that you can go to LASPLP on Facebook for any updates and information.
Send us a friend request, and you'll be there. And also, Hindu Center is a very good place for people from other culture to come and see, because Hindu Center in itself they run a lot of different programs, which are sometimes free of cost, like yoga classes and all those kind of things. So, you know, people can go get more information up there too.
We have the Pallavi Pratibhari words here. What is she talking about? What has she done?
She has Pallavi is. She had been a judge one of the years in LIFP, and she's an amazing classical dancer. She is a classical. She is a dancer of one of the classical forms called Kuchipudi dance, and she has her own dance studio in North Charlotte. And her kids participate. Her students, participate every year in LIFP, and. Many a times they have been winner at the show, and she is a great instructor. She is also she's also a part of her kids also participate in one of the very mega Indian festivals kind of places, and she has been with us, and she has judged our show. So.
And you know, for someone that is not Indian, in the Hindu culture, just to see the colors of the clothes.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful, and the dancing, the movement is such a unique.
Yeah, and especially when they're performing the classical dance, one
it's
has
beautiful.
To really see. It is a great form of dance, and That's the reason why I also invite people to come and see, because this is one place where you'll get to see a lot of different things. Indian classical dance, Indian hip-hop, music, song, English song, Hindi song, English poetry, a lot of stage performances we have, group dance of little kids. Like last year we had, I think we had kids under 5 years of age. They performed a group performance, and that was amazing. All those little girls dancing in those pink dresses, they look so beautiful.
And they are so talented. So let's hear to Pallavi Prativari.
Hey, this is Pallavi Madhubushi, a Kuchipudi dance artist from Charlotte. I've been teaching dance since 5 years in South and North locations. I've been connected with LAFP since 3 years now, and I really appreciate Manisha Singh for having such a talent show and providing a platform for young kids. My students participate every year, and some of them have won prizes too. And I also got a judge once, and I must say it's a great felicitation program with kids performing in different fields. I suggest every parent to encourage their kids to participate and showcase their talents. I and my students are looking forward for the competitions this year, and I wish all the participants and LAFP a very good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Pallavi.
Thank you. You know, and it would be so great. Imagine a place, and it could be LAFP, where the mariachis or Latino dancers come and singers, and then you have the Indian singers, and having everyone in the same place and being able to see all the different, because all cultures have so much richness in
them. Yeah, we should also listen to another guest, Ms. Shrita Mukherjee. She has also been a part of us, part of LFP. And she also describes very well as to, you know, what are the things that she would want to see in the show. And that would be interesting to see all different forms of dance and music, and maybe, you know, combining something in between.
As LAFP is growing every year, we are hoping kids from all cultures to be a part of this talent show in not only areas of dance like Bollywood and Indian classical dancing. We encourage kids to perform other dance forms like hip-hop, Latin, ballroom, and of course other extracurricular activities like taekwondo, of course vocal music and various instruments. So please put in your requests and please be a part of LAFP this year. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ritu. That was wonderful, because she makes it clear that, you know, we would want to see more and more of different kind of dance forms and art song forms. You know, we are open to everything. It's going to be a great place to see multicultural things happening and people enjoying.
And that's something that I have seen in society in general, how if you go back in history, everything used to be so strict, so limited, so like, no, to be music, you have to be like this, and or opera only, or whatever it was very limited, it was very, a lot of rules, a lot of constrictions, and now you're looking at, in any area, is modern art, modern dance, everything is changing, and it's opening up, and it's like allowing, let's mix this with this and that, and it's not the end, it's so beautiful what people are doing today, and just being open to all of that. And to me, being a Latina in the United States, we have the grounds for that. America has something that most and not any other country has, is that's the diversity.
Yes.
People from everywhere, it's already here, so just get together and share.
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything special.
Yeah, and mixing traditional music or mixing traditional creativity, I would say, will always entertain people, because there's always space to do something new, create something new. That is what is creativity. And most of the times I've seen that Indian and Latin music, Indian music, all these musics, they're all derived from probably the same kind of they have same kind of music. So, you know, there isn't like a strict form that, okay, you need to just sing this or you need to just dance this. No, mix it up, do whatever. Just make it fun.
Yeah, and another thing, sometimes as parents or as children, you think you have to be perfect,
yeah,
to be part of something. Like, and what is perfection,
yeah,
right? Like, how can not just listen to your child? I remember when my child was like 5, and he sang the ABC for the first time, and it wasn't no music. He was not very in tune. But to me, it was like, wow.
Yes.
So just
yes,
to be able to listen, to see your child up there, it,
yeah,
is such a fantastic opportunity. And the experience, only when it happens to you, you can know what it is. It's just,
yeah,
amazing.
Yes, yes. That's why I request all the parents to participate in LFP. Let your kids come up on stage and let them, if you think that it is a dance for them, just let them come on stage and encourage them to participate, and they'll be fine. They'll be totally fine. In fact, they'll be more than happy that they're there and people are listening to them. So they'll feel confident.
So Manisha, just to go back to everything that we have talked about,
mm-hmm,
we have talked about LFP is open for any child,
mm-hmm,
any child in the Charlotte area and surrounding.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be between the ages of 3 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply before August the 25th, and for that, you're going to mention the link again.
It's saathee.com, saathee.com/LAFP. The application form is uploaded there. You need to download the application form and send it, email it to littleachievers@gmail.com. It is littleachievers.LAFP@gmail.com. The email address is provided in the application. When you download the application, you will see all the information of the deadline, of the event detail, whether the event is going to be, and which email address you need to mail your application to. You mail in your application and we will try to accommodate as many as we can. And but it has to be on time before August 25th.
Okay, so once people do the application, there's only a $5 charge for that.
Yes.
And then they have to show on September the 6th at what time?
Yes, they will have to be at the event venue, which is the Hindu Center of Charlotte, Gandhi Bhavan. They have to show up there at 1 hour before the show so that we can finish with the registration. We start at 12, so 11 is the time when everybody should be there, because we will have to register the kids, to register your child, your application. You come with your application, we sign your child up in a register, and collect the $5 application fee from you, and you're provided a name tag, and then you go and take a place. We will let you know everything that comes with the show, with the event, through in the application. When you provide your email address, the application will ask you for your email address. Your email address, all the communication henceforth from LAFP will go on
to your
the provided application, the provided email address in the application. So I'm going to send out all the information, what time you need to arrive, when you need to arrive, what you need to do, and depending upon what age your child is, your child will be put into a different category, in a different group, group 1, group 2, group 3, and accordingly, the time would be there. So you need to come prepared, and be prepared to be there from 12 to 4. We will provide snacks for the participants, because we do not like kids staying hungry. So we encourage parents to, if they wish, they can bring in snacks for themselves. But this time also, because I'm doing a fundraiser for Hindu Center, so we will have a snack sale. We will have an Indian snack provided there. You can buy that again for a very, very minimum price. And that is going to be for the guests. But for the participants, snacks will be provided.
Okay, and also we talk about the categories. So the categories, they are dancing, singing, mantra recitation, there are painting, music, and
instruments.
Anything else that you can come up.
Yes.
So there's no limitation. There will be, if your child...
No, karate, put it up.
Yeah, or they jump rope and they are awesome in that. Put it up, yeah. So they are open to any category that you are thinking of. This is just a chance for your child to be on stage.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what culture you come from. It is open from all children. And there is a group of judges that will decide the winner of each category, but everyone gets a participation certificate. So no matter where your child will be happy. That's one of the things that you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if the area of interest is not mentioned in the form, please let them know, and they will come up with that category for you. Is there anything else, Manisha, that we are missing?
Pretty much we covered everything.
So let me just put back Pinky and see if Pinky has any last words, Pinky, that you want to mention to our listeners or to Manisha.
I would ask all the listeners and the parents of Charlotte to come and join us and encourage their child to participate in this program. It's a good program to show the talent and boost the confidence. So, and I wish a great success to LFP.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Pinky. So, for people that are listening to this, please go to www.cahh.com/LASP and download information there for only $5. And also on Facebook, it is very easy to contact Manisha Singh on Facebook. Just befriend her at LASPLP and she will send you any information, message her there, and it's available. Any information that you need, it's available there. Manisha, we have the words from Aria. Is that your son, the last time?
We heard him already.
Okay, so we had him already. And so I want to thank everyone that sent the recording and that we were able to listen to this during the show. We have Reno Singh, we have Ritu Mukherjee, we have Pallavi, and your son, Aria. We want to thank all the listeners and you, Manisha, thank you so much for bringing this opportunity and for opening the doors of your talent contest to every child in Charlotte and surrounding areas.
Thank you, Claudia. Thank you so much for inviting me. It has been a great pleasure talking to you. And I would definitely take this opportunity to thank all the listeners and all the supporters who have been with me in during the inception of the program, my volunteers, my judges, my media partner, Sathi.com, and the Hindu Center of Charlotte, who has been a host to us, and the Srishti Cultural Group, who has allowed me to, who has supported me to do the award ceremony with them. So I would like to thank all of them, and thank you, listeners. And we'll see you on September 6th, and I hope all of you participate. And if not just participation, if you just want to come and spend your Saturday with us, you're more than welcome to come and spend your Saturday with us. Enjoy the show, enjoy the Indian culture, enjoy the Indian snacks, and make your Saturday nice.
And when we finish this show, please just share it in your Facebook and any social media that you have, and that way we make sure that every kid in Charlotte and surrounding areas is aware, every mother, every father, that of this opportunity of salutation. And so thank you again, everybody. So I'm going to play the song Oh Baby first, and then we'll go with Let It Go by Miss Vidi Verma and Oh Baby by Rishabh Singh.
Don't let them know. Well, now they